And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
We're making this show a little bit later than we made last week's show.
A little bit.
My voice is still knackered.
Who would have thought it? Who would have thunk it?
Can you believe it? Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am still a gravelly-voiced dirt monster.
I'm sure some people really like the gravel.
No. I'm a gravelly-voiced dirt monster.
You are.
This is The Needles. This week's show, we're going to finish off finally. This week's show, we're going to finally finish off the story of my trip to the States.
Right.
Which does tie in with your trip to the States, because the end of it was with you.
It was.
Yeah. And the very last bit was great and then bad. It was bad and then great and then bad.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'd even go bad, bad, great, bad, in fact.
Probably, yeah.
Because there was the taking off.
Oh. Hate planes.
Of my pants.
Yeah.
This week's show, however, is brought to you by Dagger's Punk Night, Dagenham and Redbridge.
Right.
Football ground.
Okay.
Where I was, Sunday Before Last.
Yep.
Brilliant. Yeah. Had a fantastic day. And all the bands we're playing tonight were either on the show or something to do with the show. With special accreditation.
Oh, really? That's a
to Red Flag 77.
Okay.
Who put on a fantastic live show.
Yeah.
For me, the highlight of the day, as far as the bands go.
Okay.
I had other highlights.
Did you really?
Oh, didn't I, Mr. Codger? Didn't I, Mr. John Codger? Oh, you make my nipples hard.
This your new boyfriend?
My new boyfriend, John Codger, yeah.
So since I've met Rick, you've gone off this new guy?
Well, you started it.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, started no, it. That's true.
Yeah, so my new boyfriend, John Codger, and me, he's mates from Red Flag 77. And he said to me, you got to give Paul a CD, and they did. The CD's called Stop the World.
Stop the World?
It is a cracker. I was listening to it this afternoon. There are 2, 4, 6, 8. 13 tracks on it. I'll tell you what, when I get in touch with you though, I might see if, because they're on Captain Oi, I might see if Captain Oi will send us a couple of giveaways. By the way, Bitch That Barbie will announce the winners next week.
Yes, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Please do keep your entries coming in for another week. We'll do it next week. So the long and the short of it is, we're going to kick off with Red Flag 77. I had a great day. I went down there with Luke and Una.
Yeah.
So Una with the scariest Mohican in the world and boyfriend Luke.
Yeah.
And their mate Chris, he's a really nice guy. But we should shut up. He doesn't have talking about
really?
The car.
Really?
Don't have talking about the back. Says fuck all, mate. Silent.
All right.
Just sits there with a half grin on going, God, what have you said now, Paul? But anyway.
But happy.
Now, the problem you're going to have, Tony.
Yeah.
I went on Red Flag 77's MySpace page, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't myspace.com/redflag77 or anything like that.
Okay.
It was just the, it was an 8-digit number.
8?
Yeah. So okay. So what do I know, Tony? What is redflag77's MySpace 8-digit number? The full code.
14...
Hang on, myspace.com.
www.myspace.com.
No, we don't do the W's on this show.
Really? Well, that's where this has gone wrong. MySpace.com/14392879.
It's not a bad shout. You've got some of the numbers just in the wrong order. Redflag77's MySpace. This is the only way I can say, we'll have them in our top friends, but the only way to definitely find it without going via our page is myspace.com/. I'm going to do this American football styley. MySpace.com/19473552. Stop shouting.
Trying to.
So you're shouting. 19473552. This is track 5 of the Brilliant Hour. This is Something to Say.
I say black, you say white. I got the boots, you wanna fight. I'm making coffee, you want it tea. Got a feel you got it in for me. Give you 5, you take 6. Eat in a cafe, you're dining at the Ritz. From your mansions right down to the pits. Well, I really feel it, you know I really feel it. Always got something to say.
listen to a word I say.
Well, you ought to.
Well, we'll try to. In the future, we'll try and listen.
I will try and pay attention next time. Sorry about that. Red Flag 77 started up. They're a relatively new band.
Okay.
They're a relatively new band. Started off doing punk rock covers.
Yeah.
Started writing their own stuff. Realised they were brilliant.
Yeah.
There is a brilliant cover on here, actually, of The Clash's What's My Name on this album.
Right.
But the rest of it is just brilliant. It's really, honestly, mate, really good album. Well done, Red Flag 77.
Excellent.
There may be more of them later in the show.
Oh, really?
To give you a chance to redeem yourself in this, because it's probably been Internet 1, Tony Neil. But it was a little bit unfair.
A little bit.
The Planet Smashers.
It is.
Who, do you know, we're going to have to do a separate... We're going to have to do a separate trip to Canada.
Canada,
yeah.
Why's that?
So I've got $40. I've got 40 Canadian dollars.
You have?
Got to go and spend them. They're worth fuck all anywhere else.
I traded my Canadian dollars in.
Did you?
For what, English pounds.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's only $20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How much did you get?
Tenner.
You got a tenner, did you?
Something like that. It was because it was for alcohol, so I had to put it in the band fund.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's fair enough. Although, quite frankly, you spent more than the rest of them.
Yeah.
Should have kept it. anyway, I didn't trade mine in. The girls.
Nice.
Yeah. I cherish it. If you are from Canada and you'd like to buy my CD, still available, Paul B's last CD, available through lastminutecomedy.com, price 20 Canadian dollars, or 20 US dollars, or 80 pence. Simply email paulieb@punkyradio.com to find out how you can purchase it. Hey, MySpace, those comments. Great way to get in touch with
great
MySpace.
Way.
MySpace.com/punkyradio. Here comes a few. Yo, love the stuff, guys. You're the best podcast to listen to that's hit the States. Oh, and next time you hear, come to New York. Not Chicago. What the hell do they have? Pizza? Well, New York City does too. That's from New York Matt. Fair enough, New York Matt.
New York Matt.
I have been to New York on several occasions.
I might go next year.
In fact, I bought a stolen car in New York.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't know it was stolen.
Alright.
I should have guessed. I bought it in a bar for $200.
Alright.
1983 Buick Skyhawk. And I said to the bloke, you got any advice about this car? He said, yeah, get it across the state line before midnight. Fucked off down the New Jersey Turnpike, mate. I had a ball with it. but that's another story.
Okay.
Hi. One of my poems with acoustic guitar accompaniment is Pick of the Week on Twin Poetry this week. It's track 18 from my selected poems CD that I sent you a few weeks ago. Did you get a chance to play any on air? All good wishes, The Graphologist.
The Graphologist?
Sandra, The Graphologist. Do you know what, Sandra?
What's that?
We're going to be playing it in the second half of the show, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's something to look forward to.
Isn't it?
Thank you, Sandra. And I did promise you we'd play it. We're playing it this week. Poetry Corner goes all serious.
Ooh,
yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Wah.
Wah.
Wah. Wah.
Hi, great show. been listening ages, but my computer broke, so I've lost them all. Just one thing. Port Vale is not in Newcastle under Lyme. It's in Stoke. I should know. It's across the road from my college in Burslem. Well, it's in Burslem. It's not in Stoke, is it? I wish it was in Newcastle, though. Bloody bastards. I support Stoke, by the way. Never stop podcasting. Bye, Mario. Thanks, fella, but you know, I did think Port Vale was the Newcastle underlying side.
Right.
And perhaps Burslem is next to Newcastle. I'll do some research. I mean, I completely believe him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's local.
I just don't like being wrong.
No, you don't.
Hey.
But it happens sometimes.
Hey, best MySpace friend forever. I hope you are having the greatest life, because you are the reason I get up in the morning. This world needs more of you. Love your number one fan, Jeff. I have a feeling, though, that Jeff Hilliard sent that to a lot of people.
You might have done.
I don't think he's ever listened to us in his fucking life.
Not at all.
Still went out, though. And finally, from another Jeff. Thanks for the visit and a great time, what I could remember of it anyway. Tonally actually makes a lot of sense after the second bottle of tequila. I'm still hobbling around a bit. It takes us old geezers over the age of 50. I don't think he is, though. A bit longer to heal than the young kids. Thanks also for the CD. Paulie B's last CD is genius. Not sure if you gave it to me as punishment, though. Laughing with broken ribs is no picnic. See you on our way to Amsterdam. You are going with us, I hope. Great show last week. Now, Paul, sod off and give me some other entertaining wit. Tony, you can just sod off. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, bless him.
You see, at the start of the comment, I thought, I really should have seen him. But then the comment,
no, fucking. And so ends the voting on MySpace this week.
Is that it?
So, you got some podcasts, Danny?
I do.
Thank you, by the way, Jeff. We are going to wrap up the American story later on in the show.
Yes.
I've heard nothing from Russell Brand yet, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe scared.
Too busy not getting awards for his show. Yeah, that's what's happening. Right. Thank you all for your votes again so far this month. But we always still need your comments coming in. So please do
always
vote for us.
Always needing your
always
comments.
Need the comments and always pimping the comments. Best way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here are the top six comments for this week. Still catching up on all the comments that you've given us. Thank you all again for those. Punky Kicks Ass. Keep up the great work, Paula B and Tony. You guys rock.
Thank
from
you.
Marcus from XY Rocks, which is xyrocks.com.
We love XY Rocks.
Yes, we do. They're in the music category. We're in the comedy category.
Shouldn't we be in the music category?
Pretty much. Well, I think we're in the comedy now. Or something.
Yeah, we each have a website about that, don't we?
Yeah.
We can't really slag off CB when we're not in the same category.
Maybe CB Twatter. We should email CB Twatter and say, can you be in comedy, please?
Yeah, so we can have a massive pop out here.
Yeah. Oh well. Recently discovered your podcast. It's fucking money. Dingleberry crap. Well,
it's fucking money.
We're money, apparently.
Let's say we're not American money. I'd like to be worth something.
Yeah. Punky rules, okay.
Yes, it does.
Deep in the heart of Shield Forest, there's a throb.
The
throb
stars throbbing. Of night are shining bright. Deep in the heart of Shield Forest.
Is it a throbbing hood? More like it's a throbbing bazooka. Will it still throb from over the ocean? Just a throbbing bazooka.
All right.
Berserker would have made more sense. Will it still throb from over the ocean? We wait with expectation. A poog, a poog. And that's Mark Spooner.
Thank you, Spoony.
Thank you very much. Punky rocks my socks.
Does it?
Right now,
you
I'm
said that with such conviction. Punky. Like you couldn't quite believe it.
Oh, rocks my socks. Right now, I'm working 70 hours a week. Thank the Lord that I can spend at least one of those hours listening to Punky. Keep rocking, Will K.
Thank you, Will.
Great effing show. If you like punk music, listen to this show.
Has it got all that effing and jeffing in it?
It has.
All that effing and jeffing. Do you know, this voice is perfect for being Yorkshire.
Effing and jeffing. Right,
I've got a Yorkshire, even sort of Bernard Manning. Bernard Manning doing all of his effing and jeffing. I sound like Toby Foster. Toby Foster. You'll hear all about Toby Foster. I do sound just like Toby Foster.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Alright, Tony.
If you like punk music, listen to this show.
No, I don't.
If you like great comedy, listen to this show.
No, I don't.
If you hate both, then you just don't know how to spell the word purple.
That's fair enough. A-B using the punky screws. Dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, my finger's not working. No, there you go.
And finally, I was commanded by the almighty twat gods of punky to vote. I wish not to invoke the wrath of my gods who deliver me from bad music. So here's my vote. That's from the Kayla Conspiracy.
Oh.
Always changing her name, but she is always Kayla.
Our favourite redneck.
There you go.
Just slightly under the radar of acceptability in terms of age, though.
Still got those boundaries.
She's still got those boundaries, yeah.
Okay.
They won't change.
Nah, fair
they
won't change. Okay.
So that's it, yeah. So that's please it. Do vote for us, Podcast Alley. We do appreciate it. It doesn't take long, and you have a laugh. And the thing is, Tony reads out your comments.
I do.
Darf not to.
Yeah.
When I was at this gig last Sunday, Dagger and Rebby Triple Grand, Dagger's punk all day, absolutely brilliant, had a great time, and I'd maybe got a little bit drunk the night before, and I may or may not have sent a message to Tara Rez from the Jewel to say, are you going to Dagger and Rebby tomorrow? Got a message back from her saying I've had a big weekend myself, but I am going to try and make it for a bit. Showed up later on, I saw her, she's got her hair dyed green now.
Oh, right.
A picture.
Really?
A vision.
Right.
She was a vision in red and green. She was like a poison ivy opposite. Negative.
Right.
She's all red with a green head.
Like a Christmas tree.
She was. You know what? That girl turns heads when she walks into the room, let
does
me tell
she?
You. She's also the lead singer in fabulous band at the Jewel.
Oh yeah?
And We have played them before. We played them a lot. In fact, we've played so much off this album, we're going around again. The album's called Let's Finish What We Started. This was the first one we were ever supposed to play, but we played the wrong track. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And we played Camden Town instead of this one.
Yeah.
And we played this one subsequently. It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
18 months, I think. But we played this particular track.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the track we're about to play, I will speak momentarily. Tony, it's probably been the internet one, Tony Noll. I haven't been going to get it back here. What is the MySpace page for The Jewels?
MySpace.com/The Jewels.
It is. And this is Enemy. Fuck the enemy. That's what they're basically saying now.
I always preferred the Melody Maker.
Well, I always preferred Record Mirror because I used to nick it.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Oh, that paper shop. I'm in no way is Punky Radio advocating the stealing of music magazines.
No.
But in 1985, it made me a few quid in the playground. I'm being quite relaxed. This is the Cemetery Surface.
You're quite relaxed, was that?
I am quite relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm quite relaxed now.
I suspect it.
We're starting later than last week.
Well, you know, it's, what is it? It's 5 to 1.
It's 5 to 1 in the morning. I have a sizeable vodka and slimline tonic.
And it's quite impressive.
There's hardly any slimline tonic in it.
It's all lemon.
There's a bit of lemon in there. Because, you know, I like lime in my drinks, as you know.
Yeah.
I like lime in my drinks, but... Because the slimline tonic is with lime.
Right.
So I thought, I'll have a couple of slices of lemon. Because we're not in, once again, we're not in the Punky Treehouse.
No.
Called it the bunker last week. We're not in the Punky Treehouse. We are in the Highwayman's Lodge, just off the Great North Road.
Yes.
Looking out for Dick. Oh, Codger.
Where is Dick?
John Codger. Right.
Scary.
And what I've got now.
Yeah.
Is Facebook. We didn't talk about Facebook last week.
No.
And we'll be getting stuck into Facebook.
I'm loving Facebook.
You're loving it again, aren't you? Because you've discovered poker. Do you want to tell them about poker?
I'm playing Texas Hold'em Poker on it at the minute. I'm absolutely loving it. Just if you're on Facebook, I'd highly advise adding it as an application, because you can just sign on. It gives you some chips to play with, and you can join a live game and play with real people in real time across the world, and just play straight away. And when you run out of money, you can always delve back in, and they give you some emergency funds. I love it.
And I watched you play for a bit, and you beat a bloke called Taters.
Yeah, screwed him over.
I'm a mate. I added it before I added Scrabulous.
Yeah,
but I was never chased for a game, nor didn't know what to do really, and just left it there.
Yeah, you can just join at random.
I am going to join at random, because I need something else to waste my time.
Exactly. Oh, it is a waste of time.
However, I'm loving Scrabulous.
Yep.
Meg, look out, I'm coming for you. Mahara, look out, I'm coming for you. Duncan, look out, I'm coming for you.
Really?
Please don't change me to a game though.
Okay.
I know I said to start with do, but I got involved in two. Right. At one point I had 20 games going on. I've got about 10 going on now. Please don't challenge me to a game.
Mine's drying up. I've got one game with Anna M.
She's nice, Anna.
Milonovic.
We like Anna.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody wants to challenge me to a game,
isn't it? The flies on the
yeah. She put my name wrong on that.
Oh well, never mind.
But if anyone wants to challenge me to a game, Scrabble, go for it. I'm always up for a game.
So challenge Tony to Scrabble.
Yeah.
And invite me to play poker with you.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
However, everyone who adds me on Facebook, when I get round to it, I put a little thing about how we met.
Yeah.
The met randomly on there is fantastic. Mm. Bit more personalised than MySpace.
A bit.
Bit less spam. A lot less spam. And there's a few people that I've met this week, Tony, but would you like to know how I met them?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Janice Edwards. You might think she's a relative. She's not.
Okay.
She's part of the couple that describe themselves as my number one fans.
Oh.
And they've actually set up a Facebook fan club for me.
It's rather worrying.
That currently has two members, Janice and her husband Mel.
Nice, okay.
They asked me to join, but I don't really like me very much.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like to join my official fan club on Facebook, I think you just type in Paul B. Edwards fan club in groups, you'll find
okay.
So Janice and Mel actually know my brother in Stevenage.
Right.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Janice and I bonded over turtle burgers and crayfish wine. She didn't even offer to go Dutch. She's shellfish. Now, Tessa Florence Elizabeth Foley saw me at a gig in Portsmouth when she was about 16.
Okay.
But would you like to know how we really met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly in approximately 1994. Tessa is one of the least effective stalkers I've ever encountered. 14 years ago, she watched me doing something without me knowing. And recently, she failed to show up when I was rumoured to be doing it again. The girl's rubbish. Tessa has added something here, which I like.
Right.
What Paulie B doesn't realise is that I've been there all the time. It's only because he is rubbish I don't make myself known. Stalker, my chuff. Now, some of you out there in punky radio land might know Alistair Forbes.
Oh, yeah.
And you might know how he and I first met. But, Tony, did you know how we first met?
No, how did you meet?
I'll tell you. I love the way you do this. We met randomly in 2007. Alistair is a keen producer of confectionery, and I have a chocolatier. Well, 70% chocolate, 30% lactose, but I still know when he's talking about me, even if it is in Flemish. He's also the best female impersonator this side of Luxembourg, for what it's worth. And given my history in transvestite bars, how could I possibly fail to become friends with such a fabulous pair of pins? Alistair has added, and I like this, I first met Paul while roaming the wilds of the Yorkshire Dales. I saw this shaggy form lolloping across the moors towards me, and you can imagine my disappointment when it turned out not to be the fabled Northern Yeti, but a fearful Paul running for his life from angry Cliff Richard fans. But to be fair, naked, I do look like I'm wearing mohair pyjamas.
Right.
I could be mistaken for a slightly out of condition Yeti.
Okay.
With a receding quiff. Joby Foster. Now, I've told you about Joby Foster before. Joby Foster does a radio show in Sheffield.
Right.
He's also a fabulous comedian.
Do you smoke crabs at all?
I'm not sure he does now.
Okay.
But he just talks like this. He's from Barnsley. And he gets really upset We say, where are you from? He goes, Barnsley. He goes, Barnsley, Barnsley, Barnsley. He goes, oh, sure, Barnsley. But Toby, I actually know Toby very well. I've been working with him for years.
Right.
And at one point, he worked for the Mansfield Brewery in Mansfield.
Right.
In Tart, Sherwood Forest. In Tart, Sherwood Forest, right. But Tony, do you know how we met?
How did you fucking meet?
We met randomly. I put my hand down a mineshaft and pulled out a comedian. You can do that in Barnsley. Toby is responsible for the collapse of the Mansfield brewing industry. He drank it. Adam Harrison.
Right.
I was very glad when Adam added me. When Adam added me.
Right.
But Tony, do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. Adam was the first ever man. What I didn't realise was that his surname was Harrison. I read about him in a very big book, but the writers were obviously on first name terms with him and also seemed a little familiar with Eve, his missus. Well, for my liking, anyway. So there you go.
Nice.
These are this week's Facebook latest ads. If you'd like to add me on Facebook, just type in Paul B. Ebbers to Facebook, you'll find me.
Yeah.
And we can have fun and games. Might even draw your picture. I've drawn a few over the last few days.
Yeah.
I like drawing pictures. I'm getting into the animated graffiti now.
Right.
But I've learned to not actually give it away. So if you get a photo on your page and it's just all black with finish or the end or fat, as I did in French for one of them.
Fun.
Do play it. Because what I'm doing with it, I'm doing funny things, or trying to.
Yeah.
But then so you don't know the punchline, I'm then drawing over it with the end. So when I send you a picture, it just says fat. It doesn't mean that's all I've done. I've done something else. Watch it.
Okay.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. Thank you all for your twats from last week's shout out. Always needing more twats though. So if you do
always needing twats.
If you do have a twat to nominate, it could be anybody you know, anybody you've got stories about. Do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and why you're nominating them. Yeah, and just do it, and they'll all be treated with almost respect by me.
Almost.
And I will reply to you with a big thank you and a kiss. Probably not, but there you go. This week's from Alan. Always good for a twat. The one from Canarden and Arden and Arden.
It's about time someone else sent us one, isn't it?
It is a bit. But hey, thank you always. Dearest Manly Tony, I come before you as the resident of Chateau Twat with the Is a Twat nomination. I was at work today and all was well until I punched out, which I guess means left, punched out the clock rather than punched out
right.
A person. I was getting ready to leave.
Yeah, I mean punched out.
Yeah, until I was knocked out.
Oh, I sound like Toby Foster.
Fucking hell. I was getting ready to leave until my boss hollers out my name from the other kitchen, so I go and see him.
Did he shout out Alan?
Alan. Wonder if anybody else knows by that name.
Probably not, because she spells it like a surname.
Yes, she does. God. He tells me...
A-L-A-N, Canarden, Arden, Arden, Arden.
He tells me, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, you have to change the letters on the sign out front before you go, because we have a wedding here tonight. So go find out what the bride and groom's names are and put out congratulations or something. I was already mad at that point because 10 minutes previous he said I was done, not to mention it was pouring rain outside and I had to stand in a flower bed to change the stupid letters.
Oh
dear. So fine, I went and asked the bank manager to what their names were and went and got the box full of plastic and trooped outside. I just nicely started to take down the old saying and the heavens opened up and God threw pails down.
Oh dear.
The long and the short of it is I got soaked to the bone. Not to mention, it took me 20 minutes because the letters kept blowing away. Plus, I broke three of them whilst I was taking them off.
Oh, dear.
So I got done my final deed of the day and went back inside. By this time, I was soaking wet and pissed. I don't mind doing things to people, but this took the cake. What made me even more angry is he was laughing as I came back inside. The least he could have done was told me that morning so I could go out when it was sunny outside. Really funny, the Polly Wobbler. I don't know what a Polly Wobbler is, but I like the sound of it.
It's like having a minor collie wobble, but she probably calls it Polly Wobble.
Polly Wobbler.
Oh, I've had a collie wobble. Oh, I've got the collie wobble. Oh, I've got the collie wobble. Oh, Barnsley's giving me fucking collie wobbles.
So, Tony.
Hey, John, you've been at Barnsley. It's near Wakefield.
That's Junction 33.
Wakefield. Wakefield, near Patelvis.
Patelvis.
Yeah, Patelvis.
Was that picture
Fat Boy and Patelvis. Oh, it's a great picture.
Patelvis with the Lord. That's fantastic.
As we now call him.
The Lord.
Isn't he about... He's about to go on tour again, and he's got an album that he finished. He sent us... Lord Bishop sent us all the... A link to secretly listen to the new tracks.
Oh,
I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, but he's on tour again. He's always on tour. But
he's always touring.
I think he comes back to UK in December.
Oh, wicked.
But he's got a new album due. Because we still want the last album, don't we?
Did you have a greatest hits album out or something?
Sorry.
It's all right. So finally, yeah. So Tony,
I plead, nice ass.
I plead my nomination. Thank you.
Hey, before the nice ass.
I plead my nomination for the Punky Cause of Twatties to boo me out of Fishtown. So she wants her boss from Brantford, Ontario, Canard Nine.
I think that's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah, that's what
completely
Alan.
Justified.
So
I'm sorry I made such a mess of it.
Right. So Alan's boss from Brantford, Ontario,
is a twat. Fair
Thank
enough.
You very much.
Thank you very much.
Any more nominations? Tony@punkyradio.com.
Don't forget, we need the name, where they're from,
and the reason.
And the reason. That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
By the way, we are listening to Microscope now. It was Jeff Unger's who thought that, but it's Microscope now. They're in the top friends. Microscope's not in the top friends. We'll maybe put him in this week. It's time for track three.
Okay.
The Dead Identities were playing at the punk do I was at.
Yep.
In Dagenham.
Yeah.
Not an easy drive there. More of that later on. Their album, Music for the Waiting Room, we played a few tracks off. But they've tended to be from the first half. And I only caught the second half of their set.
Right.
And they weren't happy with how it went. But I thought they absolutely rocked.
Okay.
And it was much harder than when we saw them before, when they were kind of fairly pop-punky, but this time around, take out the pop, man, they just punked.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they did a great version of Great Balls of Fire. Now, don't your band do that?
We started doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Theirs is better.
Oh, fair enough.
No, I'm not... I don't mean that. I just mean, I haven't seen you do it.
No.
But they did a great job, really, really brilliant job of it, and every song I heard them do... Even though they did sort of, they really fucked up the starts and ends of them.
Mm.
Once they got going, they were brilliant. And they really rock out, you know. They really jump about and just put on a good show. So I thought, you know what I'll do, Tony? I'm going to play another one of their songs.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/deadidentities.
It is.
Oh, cool.
It's Tony 2, probably being the internet one. And this is Hanging Around.
When you are you, I can't be me. Why can't you leave me by myself? Stop inflicting pain on me and my friends and go find someone else. I don't want you near me hanging around. Don't you realize it's getting me down? Now it seems I found out that I betrayed you. I think I am, hey, I'm not who you think I am.
stay? Exactly. Why don't you stay hanging around? That's the Dead Identities. It's a great album. They'll be on our top friends. All the bands on this week's show should be on our top friends. There's only one that haven't added us, and hopefully they will. Yeah, there's one that haven't yet, but I'm sure they will have done by the time we finish recording this show, as it goes.
Yeah.
Tone, I've got to ask you, mate.
What's that?
Have you had the chance to visit GoDaddy yet?
It's been such a hectic time since the last show.
It really has.
I've not had time.
Oh, mate. You really should go. It's fantastic. Our friends at GoDaddy.com, essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
But how would Toby Foster say it?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. This is, of course, Zombie Ghost Train.
Uh-huh.
And shall we just quickly say a little bit about the ways you can listen to the show?
Yeah.
Would you mind just doing it?
Okay, so first thing that comes to mind is HussySkunk.com. Online internet radio. Check them out, some really good punk music, and we're on at least 2 or 3 nights a week. One of the main ones, Wicked Radio,
wickedradio.org,
by our friend Evil Deshi.
And next time, Deshi, well, it won't even be next time, we're going to come and see you at some point.
Yeah, from Wisconsin. Wickedradio.org, it's also broadcasting FM in various different places, but you can listen online there. BTPodShow.com is our home. PunkyRadio.BTPodShow.com. You can always download the latest show from there. And if you subscribe, you can go back through to April of 2006 for episodes.
Cool. Most importantly, though, iTunes.
iTunes. You can subscribe. And if you do subscribe, do review
us. It helps us out. It helps us out in general if you listen to us through iTunes.
It does.
Even our lovely BT PodShow types have said that. They've said the best way.
Yeah.
To get the word out about us is to subscribe to iTunes. So please do, and when you're there, do a review.
Yeah.
And we'll do the UK. I haven't checked the UK ones for a while. I'll see if maybe next week I'll do the latest UK ones. If you can review us, it'll be great. If you're in the state, you can do the states, can't you?
Yeah.
And I can do the US. If you're elsewhere in the world and you spot that on your country's iTunes there's some reviews of us, do a screen capture of whatever it is to sort it out.
Yeah.
Email it over. We'll read them out.
Or record yourself reading it out and we'll play it.
Even better. What a
That'd
great
be
idea.
Great, because we could have a cup of tea.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, I might have a large vodka and Slim Rolls on
it. Maybe I have this Coke that's not got anything in it at all.
Did you not put any Jack in
no,
it?
No, I put Jack in
of
it.
Of course
yeah.
you did.
Yeah, of course I did.
Good boy. Here's the next track. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. That was Jean Bleu and 4x4, which, interestingly, is from the CD they sent us, Mammoth Punk.
Mammoth.
It's basically two EPs, one from 2005, one from 2007, and we've played Poopy, and we've played Le Capitaine Us, but which was from the 2007 ones. That was a track from the 2005 one. The reason that I've played them is... This is Mustang Lightning, by the way. The reason that I've played them is... this punk guy, honestly, mate, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
There were bands from all over the world. The Briefs were on from the States.
Okay.
Le Het Pinks from Marseille.
Okay.
In France. Red Flag 77, Ipswich.
Right.
Nice. D-Mob, no, Done to Death, Milton Keynes.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, bands from all over the world. But the Het Pinks, I spoke to them. And they put on one of those, what I can only describe as a very French punk thing. If you regularly listen to this show, you'll know that French punk is quite, it's agit-punk. It's like, it's got attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
French punk is proper French punk. Quite honestly, it's more punk than our punk.
Right. Okay.
But I like the rugby. Now, I didn't want to just take one of their CDs. I didn't want to go out and be cheeky. So I just said to them, listen, handed them a flyer, said, have a listen to Punky. If you like what we do, then I'd love you to send me a CD. I don't want to steal one off you now. I'm not in this just to nick CDs, but I did really enjoy you.
Yeah.
So if you would like, and they went, yeah, cool. They were really nice. And they went, well, we haven't got that many to spare. I went, well, that's why I don't want to just take one. But then I thought, I've just watched a French punk band. I'm going to play one on this week's show, Jean Bleu,
yeah,
who we love. So that's why I play Jean Bleu this week, which means you've now heard three of the eight tracks on this. So we'll probably put that to bed now. If you want to buy any Jean Bleu, go and buy it. They'll be on our top friends. And Le Het Pinks, hopefully we'll have some of them pretty soon. Now, I did threaten earlier, Sharon the graphologist was in touch ages ago and sent a CD ages ago, and I've been waiting for the right time to sort out Poetry Corner, and I'm going to try and sort that out now. Can you just talk for a second, Dave?
Yep. One final word about our MySpace page. You haven't mentioned it in a few weeks. Our MySpace page has a group which is basically a forum where you can all get together and chat. You can do that on the Facebook as well, but for those of you who sticking to MySpace, if you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. I say this because I have noticed that there are two factions in the world. There are people that use MySpace and people that use Facebook, so we have to cater for both, even though I hate MySpace.
And have you still been checking out the MySpace groups?
I keep trying to, yeah. If you go, it's called Punky Owns. If you go to our MySpace page, you'll see a link on there to it. Just join in there and see if you can find Bear, because we miss him and his cider drinking ways and his angry ways as well. But also, if you're on Facebook, you can also join the Punky group on there and talk, and we do read out your comments from there as well.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now, the track I was going to play, I'm now not going to. It is time for Poetry Corner, but the one that we were going to play is 3 minutes 26 seconds long.
Jeez.
This one is 58 seconds long, is the one before it.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to randomly do it. This is from the graphologist. We'll have her on our top friends this week. If you'd like to find out more about her, proper full-on Southend poetry, mate. Mm. We're loving Southend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Vomit and poetry. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
So here goes. This is the graphologist, and I'm afraid I haven't got a track listing, so I don't know what the name of this poem is.
Okay.
It's this week's Poetry Corner. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner you'd like to just email through to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. We like funny ones, we like ones to do with the show, we like anything that you come up with.
Yeah,
whatever, just send them. This is the graphologist.
Sitting skittish on a lion's face, did God not create us both? A carnal ravaging on a primal safari, I ensnared a Maasai warrior on a steamy African night in a tumble-down hut. Revelling in transgression, a cultural revolution in my libido, the crucial transmigration from swan to devouring lion. I am essential, blazing the trail of my outstretched tether, provoking the ebony sister of my tolerance. She lies in wait as a zoo-trapped leopard, compacted in aggression. Sagacious, I rejected two cubs to nurture muted ire and excess baggage. Roar, 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 roar! I am now the High Priestess, sitting on an ensconced throne, liberated, sacrosanct, vibrant as Cybele.
Well, there you go.
Well,
that is a proper poem.
I do feel quite cultured now.
You should do.
Yeah,
you should do. Thank you very much. I'm going to play something else of that. If you've enjoyed that, make sure you do go to the Graphologist page. I'm afraid I haven't got a lot of information about the album Tan, other than it's called Selected Poems.
Right.
Sandra Lester.
There you go.
The Graphologist. Make sure that you check her out. Right, Tony.
Yes.
I feel I ought to say a little bit more about the gig that
okay.
I was at in Dagenham.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. This band, I don't think this band were on. I certainly, if they were, they were on early and I missed them. Because I didn't get there straight away. I'll explain about that after the next song. But this band are called Dangers Close. And the delightful Chris, the lead singer.
Yeah.
She had been pointed out to me by Una as soon as I got there. And she said, that's Chris from Dangers Close. She's the one I said has got a brilliant voice. Mm. But there's no point in talking to her now. She's completely hammered.
Oh, right.
And with the next thing, she was jumping around like a nutter to done to death. And fair enough, I'm leaving her alone. Right. However, later on, when I was also leathered,
yeah,
she became a good friend. Me and Una, she said, oh, how's it going? Yeah, come here. And it's the next, I got my arm around her. Oh, I love you. And I was going, you know, we really ought to play you on the show. She said, well, we've sent you a CD.
Right.
I went, oh, have you? Got back and realised it was a CD that I took to the States.
Right.
And I'd never opened the box. No CD in it.
Right.
That's why we haven't played it.
Got you.
So, it's been addressed.
Yeah.
We have the CD now. The CD is called, it's just eponymous. Dangers Close, Closer Than You Think. Features 12 tracks. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page? Oh, I did I ask you about Jean Bleu?
No.
What's Jean Bleu's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/JeanBleu.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's got to be.
So Dangers Close, what is their MySpace page?
Dangers Close?
Yeah.
MySpace.com/DangersClose.
No, MySpace/DangersCloseMusic.
Oh. Someone had now, Dangers Close?
That's... Someone had it already. So does that makes it Tony... 3, Paulie being internet 2, going into the last one.
Probably.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Shit, this is pressure. So anyway, we're not even playing a track off it. I've just changed my mind. I'm going to play a track off their MySpace page. If you'd like to, just check out their friends. Our friends. Oh, I've had a lot of... This is the thought.
Moon's blowing through your bedroom tonight. Cover up your eyes and pull the sheets around your tight. The smell of stench of every breath he exhales. No need to run, cause all attempts will fail. Come from my peace to
That's dangerous close.
That's dangerous.
This is the Dead 60s.
They're dangerous.
They're fantastic.
Oh, they yeah. are.
That was the fear. We're going to play more from Dangerous Close in the future because I like them. Basically. We need to finish up what happened on the trip, don't we?
Yeah.
On our massive US trip.
I forgot from last week.
When I'd finished in St. Louis,
yeah,
I drove up to Chicago.
Okay.
Again, everyone had said it would be a 6-hour drive. Did it in four. But then hit Chicago rush hour.
Right.
Did get to O'Hare Airport to drop the car off at 6:30.
6:30.
Only to find that the full tank of gas I'd paid for in Memphis hadn't shown up. Fuckers charged me an extra $90.
Right.
A full tank of gas in the States is about $40.
Right.
So I was particularly pissed off that they were basically charging me English prices, so I'd already paid for. Fucked off. Meant that I wasn't picked up in the best mood by Scott from TTN.
Yeah.
We really got some Mexican food, and we met up with you guys later on.
Yep.
Maybe you'd like to take up the story.
God, memories. So, the Friday night, yeah, we met at the Beacon Tap with, and we had a few drinks, and Scott went off to pick up Stefan Singh from the airport. And then,
we went downtown.
Oh, yeah. We went to the exit, some kind of
what a
club.
Brilliant bar.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
I was slightly put off by the round.
$28.
$28 for
four drinks.
Four drinks, $28. Not happy about that.
But those beers were $8 each.
And the barmaids, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay there forever.
Yes, you did.
They were my perfect ladies.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, they both had two things going for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't stay
old
there.
School. No,
it was old school. Brilliant old fashioned bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the guys were determined to show us punk clubs and stuff and watch the bands. So
really wanted us to go to this other place, didn't
yeah, it? So we went to the Elbow Room right. in Chicago.
And it was pants.
It was pants. The band one was rubbish. We walked in, they were
absolutely
doing a
pants.
Presents of the USA cover, Peaches or something. And
yeah,
then
we
walked out. Yeah. And then went driving again.
Because it was quite a long way between the bars.
It was massive, Matt.
Then
yeah,
we went back to the exit.
Back to the exit, which had another great time.
And then the lovely lady gave us rings and rubbers.
Yeah.
Although they call them erasers.
Erasers.
Because you don't want to say a girl gave you rubbers in America. It means something
completely
totally
different.
But she gave us plastic rings.
Yep.
And erasers. Bat yep. erasers. And at one point I went, what's this? So it's an eraser. I went, oh, right. Then on the Saturday.
Yep.
You lot. Well, basically, we were all a bit fucked, weren't we? I had a lie-in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you went off to sound check and do the thing for the gig, I went to the block party down the road.
We had a meal, didn't we? We met up for lunch first.
We did.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
You'd already been there.
Yeah, and I bought lunch. Yeah.
And there's a photograph to prove it.
There is. How rude.
Hey, thanks, man.
That's all right, man.
That was
the good crab cakes.
My crab cake burgers were delicious.
My mini cheeseburgers were nice. I had potato chips with it.
Well, you and John had mini cheeseburgers. I'm not that old. They'll get a couple.
Six.
I had six crab cake burgers. And I'd ordered a side salad because I didn't think there'd be very much.
Yeah. Wrong.
I'm still eating on the flight home.
And then we're powered back to John's.
Yeah.
And I caught the season premieres of Heroes and Bionic Woman. And Bionic Woman features the girl from EastEnders, which was really freaky.
Which girl from EastEnders?
Zoe Slater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she's got an American accent and looking all American, and she's the hit new star on Bionic Woman.
She's got swimmer's shoulders. She's like Scott.
Yeah, she is a bit broad.
Very broad. Right, man's head.
And then
man's head.
John went to sleep for a couple of hours. He'd been at work, and you disappeared.
Yes. I went down the block for their annual block party that we just landed on,
yeah.
When all the families from all the houses come out, and they had a burger competition, which I missed.
Right.
But I was in there in time for the wine tasting. I don't have a good record with wine tasting, I really don't.
No, we don't.
But I met up with some of John and Beth's friends, and just kind of hung about. And drank an awful lot of booze.
Yeah.
And at one point, I had a little game of football with a couple of kids.
Did you?
One of them's dad came over and said, how long are you here for? I went, I'm going home tomorrow. He went, that's a real shame. Why? He says, I was going to get you to coach my kids at football. I thought he meant his kids.
Oh, right.
No, he's a fucking soccer coach.
Is he?
He was going to get me. He was impressed with my silky skills. I said, all right, as long as the coaching session's only a minute.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit out of shape. Yeah, my silky skills, man.
Nice.
Yeah, going fucking, do you want to take? Yeah, I loved it. So then I hung around with Nancy, Anna, who is obviously... Most of my holiday was spent with lesbians.
Of course.
Nancy's from Wisconsin and is great fun.
Right.
And might come to New Orleans with the rest of us.
Nice.
Next year. And I love that. She comes there. She's great fun. So then by the time I got to the gig, they'd already started, hadn't they?
Yeah.
The band already started.
You'd managed to miss all the setting up and the transporting of the gear.
Well, that was never my job. They never even discussed that with me.
Oh, okay.
They discussed it with you,
because
you were involved. But I wasn't involved, as became apparent.
Yeah.
Because your boyfriend refused to let us on stage. We met up with Amberance. I forgot the flakes.
Yeah, Amberance was there, in a punky t-shirt.
We had major problems buying drinks, but it became apparent that they were just going to sort it out at the end.
Yes.
We persuaded them of that. We basically changed the laws of their bar.
Yeah, we opened a tab and they said, that's fine. Gave us drinks. And then they said, halfway through, went, actually, you can't do that.
No tabs tonight. We're in the fucking are.
There are tabs.
We're having one.
We've got no money. You have to do it.
Tabs, yeah, because we'd used up our bucks, hadn't we?
Yeah, we were on credit cards only after that.
We were on credit cards, yeah.
That was a shock.
We got absolutely steaming.
Yes.
Stephen C was there.
Excellent.
He was having a great time. Took some great photos. Wait, we're waiting for the video.
Yeah, he's got the video, hasn't he?
So the band went on and on and on and on and on.
The band was 8 to 11, yeah. And we thought it'd be the halfway point to get us up
they
and
just
do
stick
a couple
us
of
for
songs.
Because
we're doing two, three songs.
Yeah, no.
And so we got more and more drunk.
Your boyfriend got more and more drunk. Arsy.
Not my boyfriend.
And eventually, he gave up and said we could have the last three.
Yeah.
So you got up with the band and did Blister in the Sun.
Yeah.
And then I got up and did Should I Say, Should I Go? Which we nailed, by the way.
Did we? I can't remember.
And then to finish, we did Too Drunk to Fuck. Well, unfortunately, I was too drunk to remember the lyrics.
And I was too drunk to play.
You were too drunk to play. This could be the biggest mess of a song that's ever been put on video.
I don't think it was good.
I can't
remember. And at one point, I was just not playing the guitar right. I turned it off at one point. Didn't know about it.
John was drumming and was prompting me.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Cheers, John.
And then we tried to pay.
Yeah.
And obviously...
I don't know what happened.
We were paying with credit cards, so we had to sign for them and write down tips. And I showed you my receipt, didn't I?
Yeah.
There was some incident whereby I'd lost the power to write.
Yeah. It's like you fell asleep on it and just, like, fell off the side of it.
It was, like, there was like, I started writing the tip, it just went... And
so
then, honestly, we've got right the way through this already. So anyway, we had a fantastic night, and thank you so much to John and Scott and everyone who's there, and Amberance who was there, and Stephen C. We had a great time. Then the next day, we had pretty much the whole day to kill. We made the podcast that you heard fortnight ago.
Yeah, I got out of bed about noon, and then we made the podcast about 2.
Yeah. And then we're going to do this without music, because this bit's fantastic.
Okay.
Then we went back to we eventually went to the airport.
Yeah.
To check in at about...
5.
5:05. The flight was delayed.
Yeah,
we went straight through. Got straight through. You had a bit of an incident in X-ray, didn't you?
Yeah.
All your stuff was. I just sailed straight through.
Take your shoes off, sir. Take your laptop out of your bag.
Dodgy Paul went straight through. Tony, lovely Tony's left there for ages.
Yeah.
We get through, thinking we'll get some food.
Hungry because I hadn't really eaten properly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, Harry, you get through the international terminals, nothing there.
No Burger King.
A tip
no
for
McDonald's.
You, good listeners of Punky.
Yeah.
If you're going to Chicago and you fly into O'Hara, check your bags in, but then don't go through.
No, don't go to departures
straight
away.
Don't go through departures. Stay out the other side. Because there's bugger all when you
there's
get through.
Nothing there.
We were nearly crying, weren't we?
You can buy baggage, you can buy duty free.
So
no
I was
food. Yeah, but food wise, nothing.
We were looking at the food. The food.
Yeah,
the food.
And they're sadistic enough to let you see people eating through the window.
Bastards.
Bastards.
We eventually get on the plane, and Tony, and I wound you up a bit about flying and that.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm nearly a statistic and I'm sat next to you. Then we get on the plane, and you were visibly nervous. I said, look, Tony, The way to get over jet lag, which is my theory, and it does work, the way to get over jet lag is to get hammered. The best way to get hammered on a long flight now is to say to the stewardess, I'm a nervous flyer. She comes by, lovely stewardess.
Lovely.
She comes by, says to you, everything all right? So you goes, not really. I'm a very nervous flyer. Said, oh, would you like another drink? And she felt sorry for me because there was nothing to go in my Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, yeah. So that was why I got the second drink.
Yeah.
So we both got two drinks and everyone else got one.
Yeah, two vodka and oranges. And you had two Bloody Marys.
I had two Bloody Marys. And then they said, what wine would you like with the meal? And we were red, red. And they said, do you want? They said, gee, would you like another one? And you went, yes. And she kind of looked at me and I said, I'm not a nervous flyer, but I am a heavy drinker. Keep it coming. Next hour, all
solid
we did
drinks.
Was get brought bottles of wine, basically.
And when they stopped bringing them, you just pressed the buzzer.
When they stopped bringing them, I pressed the magic button.
And this can we help you, sir? Yeah, more wine, please.
Yeah, more wine, please. I went, okay. And just came back. But no one else on the flight was asking for booze, were they?
No, so just
it
us.
Was all right, it was just us.
And then during all this, I'd taken four herbal sleeping tablets
and I had
with
one.
The wine. Yeah.
I managed to get through the Fantastic Four versus the Silver Surfer.
That's about all I can remember.
And then we woke up over Ireland.
Yeah.
It was the best flight I've ever done. It was a 7.5 hour flight that took an hour and a half.
Yeah. I can't remember anything of
it. Absolutely brilliant. And then we landed and we got through all right.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. And then we thought we'd just get some food.
Yeah, about 10:30.
Yeah. And then we went to get the bus, missed it.
Yeah. Missed the bus by about 10 minutes.
And did we have a long wait? Yes. We had to wait till 1:40. The bus didn't leave till 2.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there were the nice lady at National Express just changed our ticket straight away. That was.
It didn't cost anything but
didn't
time.
Cost anything. But then there'd been an accident on the M25 and we didn't get home till 5:30. And all that good drinking was undone.
I mean, basically, you live 37 miles, north of London?
I'm about 45 minutes drive from Heathrow on a clear road.
It took us 6 hours.
No, 3.5.
Well, landed at 11.
Landed
got
at 11,
to yours
at
5.
Absolutely horrendous. We were in trouble.
I'll get back to yours. My car's outside your house.
Flat tyre.
I had a flat tyre.
Flat tyre.
My girlfriend was in London, had to pick her up, had to change the tyre.
You didn't have to pick her up, you were a soft lad there, you should have got her to get the train.
I have to pick her up.
But anyway.
Couldn't change the tyre.
Hold on a minute, you are a computer programmer.
Yes.
I am a comedian. We're not any good at tyres.
We are not mechanics.
So we phoned up a hairdresser.
That's right.
Who the irony was not lost on. Felix is absolutely loving it, wasn't he? He's, yeah. This is brilliant. There is three of the most useless people there trying to change a wheel. But
he piled around, helped it out, changed the tyre. Then I'm straight down to London, and there's the accident on the M25 still affecting the A1. So I queue on the A1 to get down to London. Pick Stephanie up, get back here for about 9 at the end of a long day.
And then
finally sleep.
And then crashed. What a great holiday.
What a great holiday, though.
You did crash at the end of it.
Yeah. Thankfully. We're not on the plane.
This weekend, I am doing Beau Jongleurs in East London. I imagine I'll be on second. I normally am. If you'd like to come and watch me, you have to buy tickets. I can't guest list any of them.
Right, okay.
Have you got anything on this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
Better play the last track. I was going to say a bit more about the gig, but basically, we're closing the show with another track from Red Flag 77 from their fabulous album, Stop the World. I recommend you buy it. It's one of those recommends, basically. We're playing track 10. Well, I want to know, Tony, what is their website?
Redflag77.co.uk.
Bastard. I thought it was going to be 3-all. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 2. It's a shutdown.
I know why I'm still with it. You just only want to keep it better with me. Shut down!
Shut him down. That was... Oh, I've done the wrong one. I can't believe it. What have I done? There it goes. I'm so sorry. Oh.
In a cabin, down by a canyon.
Well, that's better. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
I was going to start the show all over again to keep you up longer.
Don't do that.
Make the show 3 hours long. That was Red Flag 77, The Shutdown, which is kind of the end of the show.
It is.
It's The Shutdown. I think about it.
It's planning. I see the plan. I see it now.
You know, there's method in the madness. I've had a bit too much of this, though. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. By the way, there were some other people that I met at the gig in Dagenham.
Yeah.
From a band called Play Daisy.
Okay.
I'd like to find out a lot more about them.
Really?
I'm hoping they're going to send me some stuff.
Cool.
I'd like to know all about them.
Really?
All about them.
Are they within the boundaries?
Hey, I'd like to know all about them. They're well within boundaries.
Okay.
They're well within boundaries.
Fucking man.
And they're mates with Una. Una knows everybody.
Una.
She knows you, does she?
Not yet.
I might stick Una on our MySpace top fans this week.
Why not?
Just so everyone else can see the glory of that woman's hair. So please do vote for this podcast, Ali. Most importantly of all,
yeah,
subscribe to us at iTunes if you don't already. If you're listening around the world, and thank you so much to the people that help us be heard around the world.
Yes.
Let's thank a few people here. Let's thank Evil Deshi.
Yeah.
Let's thank Matt. Let's thank Neil, who was the man who got us pod show.
Yes.
Fair play to you, Neil. Much respect. Who else does stuff for us? Let's thank the Canardinardinardinans.
The Canardinans.
Let's thank the Canadian Conspiracy. Let's thank Jeff Abdishu.
Let's thank John
Let's
and Scott.
Thank Bitch Slapper. Let's definitely thank John and Scott and Brick. They are brilliant. Let's thank Julianne for letting me go and stay with her in Dallas. Lovely woman.
Who else we got?
The Clash.
Yeah, why
let's
not?
Thank
let's
Clash.
Thank the Clash.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Thank you, Clash. A poog! A poog!
Bunch of guns, yeah! Jane Austen.
Yeah. Let's thank the Clash.
Thanks.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.